Gemara in Shabbos says that Rabbi Yannai would teach that the Olam al Yamod Adam b'makum sakana, the person shouldn't place himself in a situation of danger. The Yomer she'osin lo nes, and he'll experience a nes, Hashem will save him. Shem lo yasa lo nes, and perhaps a nes won't happen. Maybe he won't be saved. Vim osin lo nes, and if he experiences a nes, menachin lo mizichu Yosef, he's going to lose out from his merit. It's going to be taken away from his reward. So Amar Bichan and Maikra, what's the source? How do we know a person shouldn't put himself in a makum sakana? It says that Yaakov was concerned that maybe he s'ches and emes was lost, katonti, because of averus, maybe he lost some of his protection, so therefore he wouldn't put himself in a position of sakana, endangering himself by encountering Esav. So Torah Tmima takes the opportunity to discuss the inyan of eating things that are sakanas, eating things that is an iser of a sakana. What's an example? He says that what the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down all the sakanas, but one of the sakanas it mentions is the one that we all know about eating meat and milk together. Meat and fish together. The Shulchan Aruch brings down in Simen Kuf Tezayin that Tzarech Lizahir Shalolech Basar V'dag B'yachad Mipnei Shekasha L'Taras. Eating meat and fish together can result in some level of tzaras. So that's a big discussion about cooking, eating together. But the Magen Avraham writes in Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel that nowadays things have changed and it no longer poses a danger and there shouldn't be a concern of eating meat and fish together. Misha Brura brings this down as well, that there isn't a concern. But that being said, the many other poskim argue and say that it is of concern and you should still be careful. So there becomes a discussion in the Shach and the Taz, can a person be mevatel a sakana? What's the halacha? Bitul b'shishim. So if let's say a drop of milk falls into a chulin pot, so if there's 60 amounts of the chulin connected the milk, so then it's bitul b'shishim. What about let's say you have something that's a sakana? Let's say you have some fish that fell into the meat. Could you say that the shishim of the chulin is mevatel the fish or not? So the Taz quotes a machlokas, and Taz says, on one hand, maybe you should say bitul b'shishim doesn't apply to sakana, because the Gemara tells us chamira sakanta meisura, that the world of sakana is more chamer than an iser. A person's endangering himself, that's more severe. So although we apply bitul b'shishim by a davar iser, by milk falling into meat, by a davar sakana, maybe we wouldn't apply it. Maybe we should say that there is no bit of a shishim. And if fish, even though it's a small amount, the small amount of fish falls in to chulin, it should still be usr. So the Nekudas Kesef, the Shach, says that he argues and thinks that it is batom. There is bit of a shishim. Because sakana isn't a davar iser. There's no iser. It's sakana is only in danger if it's there. But if it's not there, there's no sakana. The sakana doesn't pose. If it's batel, batel means it doesn't exist anymore. It's not that. The only time we say chamira sakana mi isura, if there's a case of a suffix, so we're more careful by a case of a suffix of there being a sakana. But by batel, you can be batel. You can just get rid of it. The sakana doesn't exist. And therefore the Shach and many, many other poskim say that bitul does apply. So this is very halacha l'maisa when it comes to warchus istoas, that warchus istoas has in it fish. And now do the hashgachas, do they have to write that there's fish in it? So some hashgachas say if there's less than 1/60th, then there's bitul, there is no need to mention the fact that there's fish in it, and the person could go ahead and use it in with meat. But if there's more than 1/60th, and then one would have to write fish in it, because there would be bitul in that case. Other organizations, other companies, say, no, we don't rely on the shach. We say that if there's any amount of fish on it, we should write it's whatever the shkach is, and there's fish, and indicate there's fish, because we don't apply bitul b'shishim when it comes to the world of sakana. So it's, again, a machlokas, shach versus taz, and a machlokas in the kashrus organizations.